Maybe I should never have told you. Maybe I should have waited for my assignment to finish and just disappear. After all, what was one more disappearance in the life of a spy? I'd been around the world and back again by the time I met you. And we fell hard and almost instantaneously. By the end of our 6 months, when I knew that I'd have to make a decision as to what to do, and you were becoming suspicious. You wanted to integrate our lives more fully, and I couldn't decide what to do. And then I threw all in. I told you I loved you when you told me you loved me for the first time in weeks. You never said anything after the first time you said it. You didn't comment, I didn't say it back, you just kept saying it. And then then I told you. I'm a spy, secret agent, whatever you want to call me. It's the way I'd always been, it's the way I'd known. I begged you to understand that I couldn't, wouldn't bring you into that life without you knowing what it was, and hoped that you'd understand. You were angry, confused. I guess I wasn't the person you thought I was then. I didn't even give you time to recover, if you were going to recover from such a revelation. When I showed you all the passports, when I showed you all the papers, the identification, you just stared at them and at me and then got angry. I guess I would too, if it were the other way around. But I didn't give you time to get past your anger, to see whether the love that you bore me would win out over the sense of betrayal. And I wonder if you've ever told anybody over the years. I can see you from where I'm sitting. Oh, you're 17, 18 years older than you were back then. As am I. But I am still working for my country, whichever one that may be. You look happy. You look content. Family looks sweet and loving. I was just going to come and look, just to satisfy my curiosity of where you are now. Like I hadn't stalked you all those years. I know where you've been, what you've done, who you're with. I don't do the work myself. It's what colleagues are for. It's what private investigators are for. Enough money and they never squeal. Secrets to the highest bidder. You thought I was... You thought I was it. That I was the woman you would settle down with forever. That I was the little white picket fence. The gateway to a family and a lifetime of family and... I thought I was too. right up until you lost your temper. Oh, you didn't hurt me, you didn't direct it towards me, you directed it to the wall, to the bed, to your things, to screaming. You felt betrayed, completely and utterly betrayed, and I get that. But it didn't make me love you any less. I am and will forever be the spy who loved you. I think you loved me too. You must have to have gotten that angry, to have been that upset. I took off. You had no way of contacting me. You tried. You left a message with the hotel for me. You left a message with the embassy for me. And I never came back to you. Why am I here now? Curiosity. A sense of whimsy, maybe. My time becomes short. Do I risk letting you see me? Would you remember the girl who broke your heart 17 years ago? The girl you were with for no more than 7 months, 6 months? I never found anybody else. I never loved anybody else. I never let anybody else love me. I never let myself love them. It was only ever you. And I won't break up your happiness now by dredging things from the past. That's not fair to you. But I had to see you just one last time. Your wife is beautiful. Your children. You've done well for yourself. And as I sit here looking like, what am I today? A businesswoman. With dark glasses and drinking my coffee, writing my notes in my book. Slightly off to the side so you can't see me fully. Always the wary spy. You'll never see me if I don't want you to. But I wonder, do you still think about me in the middle of the night? I think about you. I think about the way you held me, the way you loved me, the way you gave yourself to me. And the way I fell completely and utterly for you. Well, I best be going. My plane leaves in a few hours and I have to be on it. I may never make it back here. But to have seen you one last time. By the time the waiter tells you that your bill has been paid, I will no longer be here. Have a wonderful life without me. From the spy who loved you. From the a girl who loves you still.